Welcome to Street Roots Radio. This is an X-Ray.fm collaboration with Portland local publication Street Roots. Street Roots publishes a weekly social justice newspaper sold by people experiencing homelessness and poverty to earn an income.
I am joined today with Grace Mangali, who's the Snowden intern reporter at Street Roots, about her recent article, Students Oppose PCC Cuts as School Faces Budget Shortfall. Portland Community College is set to shut down programs in its arts and sociology departments. Students and faculty aren't happy. Hi, Grace. Thanks so much for being here.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Of course, yeah. Will you tell me first a little bit more about the budget deficit that they are facing?
Yeah, so it really seems to be kind of in anticipation of further cuts that PCC is kind of promoting this growth of a $15 million budget deficit. And that's coming out of both academic and student services as well as administration. It's a lot in kind of response to what has been going on federally and statewide. What the state legislature just approved was a little bit short of what they have to continue the extent in which they're operating. And so in a press release that I received from PCC, it stated that they're anticipating kind of a shortfall in their budget until 2029. So they're just kind of looking for ways to make up for that. And one of those ways is cutting programs.
Mm-hmm. So what programs have been proposed to cut?
So proposed and confirmed to cut is going to be the gerontology, which is the study of kind of the elderly and aging, music and sonic arts, which is a pretty unique program that kind of blends music theory, music production, coding, kind of a, it's like a kind of multifaceted music program that's not necessarily just classical music or Western music. And both of those programs, elements of it are going to be absorbed into the sociology and music programs. However, they're not going to exist in the same class that they did. And then Russian is also not going to be offered at PCC anymore.
Are there other areas within the college that they're making cuts?
So from what's available, it sounds like the president's and vice president's office are responsible for a little less than half of the budget deficit. I was unable to report on or find exactly where those cuts are coming from. Comparatively, a little more than half of that $15 million deficit is going to come out of student administrative services. And so that includes those programs being cut, as well as part-time faculty and continuing kind of auditing their academic and student services. And in their kind of document that they're going off of, which has been described as like a living, breathing document that is kind of going to change with what they find out from studies, it sounds like kind of temporary positions, and then other programs where you can find something similar locally, or that can be absolved into another department will get cut in terms of saving some money.
Gotcha. How are students and staff and teachers feeling about all of this?
Yeah, so I attended their rally on July 17th, and it was a really great kind of gathering. Students and faculty showed up from many different departments in terms of in favor of supporting these programs. Throughout the rally, several people spoke. Most of them were from the Music and Sonic Arts program, and they kind of spoke to how, you know, music is healing. Music is a form of self-expression. One student that I talked to spoke up actually about the benefits of a program like this when you're trying to enter the workforce, because it allows for kind of the development of more skills other than just straight up learning how to play music. And, you know, some people spoke about how they've been, you know, marginalized in other areas of their life, and this is a way to feel community. And then lastly, one teacher and some students that I spoke to kind of spoke to how a lot of these requirements for them to keep majors had to do with the extent in which students needed a degree to get an entry level or paying job in that designated field. And so it kind of begs the question of like, is the role of these colleges to promote learning or is it to promote employment? And I think that's a really valid argument when it comes down to some of these more artistic majors that maybe there's not, a step A, B, and C to getting employed. And I think more and more people in this generation are experiencing not that at all and are experiencing really different non-traditional ways into the industry, whatever it may be. And so I spoke to some teachers about how they want their students to have options. And so that's another reason why people want these programs to stick around.
I know that the union at PCC, PCCFFAP, has been playing a really big role in advocating for these programs. Are they providing sort of any way for the community to plug in or get involved with them?
Yeah, so they currently have a petition that is on their website. If you look up like Music and Sonic Arts petition, PCC, and they've had at the time of writing the article, they had I think like 650 signatures and testimonies that I know they were planning on presenting to the school board meeting. Other than that, students and teachers and the program directors are trying to find ways to kind of integrate these students that are already in the program out of it slowly. So it's not like it's going away right away. And I know that the union has also been bargaining for better wages for this for the teachers within the past couple of years. And respect and job security. And there are a lot of people who are on the faculty at PCC in these programs specifically who also had non-traditional kind of ways of getting here. And so, yeah, they're just trying to help the administration kind of understand where their students and teachers are coming from.
You mentioned that some other schools are also losing funding in your article. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, I mean, the University of Oregon is currently in about a $30 million deficit, whether it be from kind of mismanagement of, can actually, no, I'm not going to say that. The University of Oregon is currently in a $30 million deficit, and they have released, I believe it's like 42 faculty from their College of Arts and Sciences, and I know that they're constantly kind of dealing with more and more of that. And a lot of administrations are currently having to do audits about what they think is necessary to keep to continue the school running and which ones aren't. And in the same way, schools, the University of Oregon specifically, is experiencing kind of scrutiny because of their diversity, equity, and inclusion practices. And as well, I think in the article, Central Oregon Community College, lost federal funding in the middle of a construction project where they had to dip into a reserve to finish that. And yeah, federally, there's kind of changes to Pell Grants, there's changes to other financial aid. Specifically, a lot of colleges that experience federal funding due to COVID, that money is starting to dry up because we're about 5 years out from the pandemic now. And so it's kind of indicative of a greater discussion about the future of higher education. And I think what's important about this story is how even these programs that people might not believe, or, maybe the data doesn't show that it's necessary to have a job outside of college with this degree, it still is important to students and makes them happy and enriches this community that is very reliant on music and arts, especially here in Portland. So, yeah.
Yeah, well said. I think that pretty much covers it. Is there anything else that you'd like to add?
I think just continue to keep an eye on this, and as well, like the other community colleges, and specifically serve people that are not able to afford 4-year university, people who have taken different paths or our parents or have people to take care of, and works really well with schedules. And PCC is one of the best community colleges in the state, and it serves over 50,000 students currently. And I think it's the responsibility of the administration and the government to provide those opportunities to that people that want to learn at any point in their lives.
Sweet. Thank you so much, Grace.
Thank you, Anna.
You've been listening to Street Roots Radio. You can find this episode or past episodes on our website at xray.fm. You can also listen to new episodes every Wednesday morning at 8:45 a.m. For X-Ray FM, I'm Hannah Francis.